All right, let's dive in. Today we're heading into the cosmic realm with the Super Mario Galaxy Movie, a 2026 animated sequel that takes the Mario universe beyond the Mushroom Kingdom and straight into the stars. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy. Here's what you need to know today, in 7 sharp facts about the Super Mario Galaxy Movie. Prepare for a planetary plunge into the spectacular Super Mario saga. Fact number 1. The Super Mario Galaxy Movie is a 2026 animated sequel to the Super Mario Bros. Movie from 2023, inspired chiefly by the games Super Mario Galaxy from 2007 and Super Mario Galaxy 2 from 2010. The main idea is simple. It continues the story with a cosmic twist, pushing Mario and friends into space for grander adventures. Test question. What year was the Super Mario Galaxy video game released? Correct answer, 2007. Memory aid. In 2007, Mario reached for the heavens. Next up, fact number 2. It was directed by Aaron Horvath and Michael Jelenic, written by Matthew Fogel, and produced by Illumination and Nintendo. Here's the takeaway. The same core creative team returns from the first film, so tone and style carry over for continuity. Test question. Who directed the Super Mario Galaxy Movie? Correct answer, Aaron Horvath and Michael Jelenic. Memory aid, Horvath and Jelenic keep the magic mechanic. Fact number 3. The core returning cast includes Chris Pratt, Anya Taylor-Joy, Charlie Day, Jack Black, Keegan-Michael Key, and Kevin Michael Richardson. Newscast includes Brie Larson as Princess Rosalina, Benny Safdie as Bowser Jr., Donald Glover as Yoshi, Issa Rae as Honey Queen, Luis Guzman as Wart, and Glenn Powell as Fox McCloud. Let's keep it simple. Familiar voices keep the charm, while new stars expand the universe. Test question. Who voices Rosalina in the film? Correct answer, Brie Larson. Memory aid. Larson as Rosalina, shining like a star. Moving on, fact number 4. The premiere took place in March 2026 at Minamiza in Kyoto. The US theatrical release followed in April 2026 in Real-D 3D and IMAX, and Japan followed later in April 2026. Think of it this way. A heritage-rich Kyoto venue roots the film in Nintendo's cultural home, while premium formats boost the spectacle. Test question. Where did the Super Mario Galaxy Movie premiere? Correct answer. Minamiza in Kyoto. Memory aid, Kyoto's Minamiza, where Mario's stars gather. All right, let's continue with fact number 5. The film's budget is $110 million. Its opening day was reported at $34 million, with projections around $160 million for the 5-day domestic and about $350 million worldwide in the opening stretch. Those numbers signal strong audience interest right out of the gate. Test question. What was the budget for the Super Mario Galaxy Movie? Correct answer. $110 million. Memory aid. $110 million spent. For galaxies yet to be bent. On to the next one. Fact number 6. Composer Brian Tyler returned, conducting a 70-piece orchestra with arrangements from the Galaxy-era music and other Mario themes. Main idea is that the score stitches game nostalgia to cinematic scale for emotional lift. Test question. Who composed the score for the film? Correct answer. Brian Tyler. Memory aid. Tyler conducts with melodies that erupt. And finally, fact number 7. Audience reception via CinemaScore was an A-, while critics were mixed to negative overall, citing thin subplots and frenetic pacing, among other complaints. Here's the takeaway. Audiences largely had fun, even if many critics wanted tighter storytelling. Test question. What CinemaScore grade did the film receive? Correct answer. A-. Memory aid. A- for Mario. Still a show to enjoy. Quick recap. Let's refocus and lock these in. Fact 1. What year was the Super Mario Galaxy video game released? Correct answer, 2007. Fact 2. Who directed the Super Mario Galaxy Movie? Correct answer, Aaron Horvath and Michael Jelenic. Fact 3. Who voices Rosalina in the film? Correct answer, Brie Larson. Fact 4. Where did the movie premiere? Correct answer, Minamiza in Kyoto. Fact 5. What was the budget? Correct answer, $110 million. Fact 6. Who composed the score? Correct answer, Brian Tyler. Fact 7. What CinemaScore grade did the film receive? Correct answer, A-. That's a wrap for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Great work, and we'll continue soon.